In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Evaristus, who was one of the early popes and who suffered martyrdom under the cruel Emperor Trajan. But today we also commemorate two other great martyrs named Lucian and Marcian. And from their story we can learn how great importance you have to put on thinking what do you say and speak during your life, children. Lucian and Marcian were formerly, before they were converted, living in the darkness of idolatry. And even worse, they got themselves a profession where they studied lots of black arts and occultism. Occultism means to invoke a devil to receive some special favors or powers. So these two were really what you would call witches or warlocks. So their life was very bad indeed. But then one time a young Christian girl converted these two to the Catholic faith. She defeated their black arts by the sign of the cross. And so Lucian and Marcian were so impressed of this that they became Christians themselves. Their eyes being thus opened, Lucian and Marcian burned all their magical books in the middle of the city they were living. And when Lucian and Marcian had thus abandoned their crimes by baptism, they now gave all their richness and possessions to the poor. And then they retired together into a solitude so that exercising and studying now mortification and prayer, they might get rid of their temptation and strengthen their souls in grace, which they had just received. They knew that if they truly wanted to turn to God's kingdom, they needed to retire from its dangers and temptations. And after they had spent very long time in silence, they had started to make frequent trips to preach Christ to the Gentiles, and this way gain souls, new and new souls, to the kingdom of Christ, whom they had found after the wandering in idolatry. But then became the famous edicts, that is, prescriptions of persecutions to Christians, in the year 250, and Lucian and Marcian were apprehended and brought before the proconsul named Sabinus. This man, who was a very cruel persecutor of Christians, asked Lucian by what authority he presumed to preach Jesus Christ. And he said, "Every man does well in trying to draw his brother out of a dangerous error." In the same way, Marcian praised highly the power of Christ, and then the judge commanded to be very cruelly tortured. The martyrs reproached him, saying how foolish this decision was, because while they had still worshipped idols and had committed many crimes and also made open profession of practicing black magic, all this they had done openly and without incurring any punishment. But now, when they had become Christians and they had become good citizens, Lucian and Marcian were now being barbarously punished. And the cruel proconsul threatened them with even more and more grievous torments. But Marcian answered to him, "We are ready to suffer, but we will never renounce the true God, lest we be cast into a fire which will never be quenched." And at this word, Sabinus condemned both of them to be burned alive. But they went joyfully to their place of execution, singing hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God, and there they expired amidst the hot flames. Dear children, when you are filled with sanctifying grace and you are made one of God's children, you feel this ardent desire of telling about your great faith to others as well. and Lucian and Martian, they truly became the new preachers, heroic preachers of Jesus Christ. Formerly, when they were still pagans, they had used their tongue, they had used their eloquent speech in making bad spells, invoking idols and even devils, so that they might gain power and strength to themselves, and that their enemies might suffer and be perished. But now, when they had, by God's grace, become Christians, now they used their tongue, they used their language to preach Christ to all of those who were still trapped in idolatry. And remember, children, it doesn't take a lot, or it doesn't necessarily take big effort and big deeds or eloquent speech to convert a sinner. As you remember, this young Christian girl converted these two men, Lucian and Martian, simply by making a sign of the cross and showing that Christ in this way is more powerful, more greater, and much better than any idols, demons, or whatever the people of the world and pagans might worship. When you put your firm trust into Almighty God, He can and He will do very powerful things through you. And as you should preach and be open about your Catholic faith, so you also are giving graces to stay faithful in your faith all the way through the end. And in this way, you, like the ancient martyrs, will be counted as one of those heroic confessors of our holy Catholic faith. May God bless you, children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.